Hi, this is Steve Hyde for the Research Bureau Angle. Today I want to share some results from our new report, Benchmarking Economic Development in Worcester 2012. We've been doing this report every year since 2001. In each installment, we ask the same question, how is the local economy doing? Our report suggests that the outlook on the local economy is mixed. Much like the American economy as a whole, there's cause for confidence as well as concern. At the two far ends of the spectrum, we have downtown redevelopment, which is very promising, and the local housing market, about which there is still relatively little good news. During the last decade, home values rose and fell dramatically across the nation, but Worcester's housing market was more volatile. Values in Worcester rose more steeply than the national median and fell farther. To its credit, city government acted early to develop programs to address neighborhood destabilization and the housing crisis, but values continue to fall, and the number of vacant and abandoned properties continues to rise. Yes, homes in Worcester offer attractive value relative to wealthier communities to the east, but this is small comfort while the market is still threatened by so much uncertainty and instability. On the other hand, there is downtown. Our report aims to inform and challenge the conventional wisdom about Worcester's economy, but we don't want to claim that impressions are not important. The impression that a city's downtown makes to residents, workers, and visitors tends to have a decisive impact on opinions about the overall strength of the local economy. Though it happens to provide a relatively small amount of tax revenues to the city, there's no question that downtown matters. If you've visited downtown recently, you cannot have missed the number of major projects underway that signal the degree of confidence that several institutions have about downtown and Worcester more generally. City Square is only the most prominent of these. There's also Gateway Park, the DCU Center, the residential redevelopment projects backed by the Maya Group and the WBDC, and the efforts of the Mass College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences, Unum, and Commerce Bank. But again, the main point is that downtown and the local housing market are extremes. In most other categories that we examined, the truth about the local economy lies somewhere in between. 21% of Worcester's tax base consists of tax-exempt properties. Though higher than the state average and those of most other large cities in Massachusetts, this should not be interpreted as a sign of fiscal or economic weakness. The two fiscally strongest cities in Massachusetts, Boston and Cambridge, have tax bases that are close to 30% tax-exempt. Regarding tax policy more generally, although the city taxes below the amount mandated by Proposition 2.5, the average single-family tax bill has risen almost every year during the past decade. Worcester also has one of the highest commercial and industrial property tax rates in the state. We also looked at Worcester's labor market and job numbers. In the short term, since 2009, job numbers are up. Longer term, over the last 10 years, the state, the county, and the city have all lost jobs. Over the past decade, the unemployment rate in Worcester has generally been lower than the national average, but higher than the state average. We make no effort in this report to forecast the future for Worcester's economy, but whatever course it takes will surely be largely determined by developments outside of the city. There are certain things that the city could and should do to strengthen its competitive position, such as lower its commercial industrial tax rate and maintain city government's reputation for honesty and competence. On the other hand, between 2001 and 2011, Worcester lost almost 4,000 manufacturing jobs. Should we blame this on city government? Probably not. This has been Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.